Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation by calling 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. That's RealMSCLEO. You can also stop by and like us on Facebook, Conversations with Cleo. Small business creativity and community with a generous complement of spirituality. Now go on, go grab you something to drink, cup of coffee or tea, and come on back so we can start the conversation. At the end of a long day, I'd like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home. What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without fear? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something man-made of? What if we all have the power to create and heal? What if Scotty really can beam me up? So many possibilities. I sat for a moment without thinking, quietly, and then it occurred to me, what if this is simply part of the journey? And when I return home and you're in the area, stop by for a visit and let's have some fun. You can usually find me hanging out on the seventh rock from the sun. What if? Hello, my dears. Excuse the scratchy voice. It's too much partying on my hiatus. I guess some of you might think, well, damn it, bitch, you should have come back feeling nice and proper after all of that hiatusing that you had going on, right? Bring the microphone a little bit closer. I feel like I'm back on a bicycle and I don't know what to do. I'm so happy to be back at the mic today. It's so much fun stuff to share with you all. But first and foremost, love out to each and every one of you that were tweeting me during my hiatus and during the time that I was away. But even more sensitive to the things that were going on here stateside. Much love, much healing to the families in the various areas that were hit by these monstrous tornadoes. They are the things that disaster movies are made of. You know what they say about fiction and truth? You have to wonder which one is stranger, Zin. But definitely, that being the secondary part, much love to all of those individuals and to each and every one of us who will be dealing with inclement weather. Inclement almost seems like a docile word compared to tornadoes that span 60 miles. One of them, I can't even wrap my head around that effectively. But, you know, I just wanted to say that because I was tweeting and I was watching this news online and I thought, boy, it sounds a little insensitive. However, I do want to let you all know that I am back. I am energized and we are ready to go with season two. I had a wonderful trip, but we are going to talk about that on a different show. The hiatus that I have just come out of, I'm going to actually take the next the weekend to really recover. You know how you have to recover from your vacation. So this one, though, was filled with lessons and blessings. You understand? I like that. You know, I came up with that on my own. Somebody else probably said it first. I mean, not here. Lessons and blessings. And that's the best way for life to go, eh? Lessons certainly cannot always be what we want them to be. But the blessings that come from the lessons are something that you can hold on to for the duration. So right off the top here today in this show, this is kind of just to give you a preview of what season two is going to be like on CWC, Conversations with Cleo. So we're kind of taking things. If you want a hashtag love, it's hashtag CWC. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, it's at RealMSCLEO. And by all means, visit me regularly and often as we're bringing some wonderful things to the website, and that's www.conversationswithcleo.com. All right, I'm sure my boss said, boy, that bitch came back well prepared, eh, Zin? And now I'm having a wicked hot flash. Let me tell you, where I was, the weather was delicious. This heat, it feels like a sauna out there, in there. It's just crazy. But look here, I'm going to go and get me a cough drop, and we're going to also give out some love to Passion for Paws. Passion for Paws, a nonprofit with a new approach. They believe in assisting disabled, elderly, or family members in financial crisis to keep their canine family members within the home. Passion for Paws truly understands that our dogs are members of the family, and no one should ever have to make the difficult choice to let their canine family member go because of an unforeseen event or crisis. Ava Rhodes, Executive Director at Passion for Paws, is looking for volunteers, foster home, vet care services, and sponsors of pet food drives. She is a gentle and committed spirit with a passion for paws. You can visit her at www.passionforpaws.info. You will find all of the pertinent information, and there you can donate your time or your money. Once again, we thank you, and the dogs and canines that I know personally, thank you as well. Ozo 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.ozo2usa.com. That's ozo2usa.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, Ozo2, for keeping the planet in mind. All right, my darlings, we are back live with the mouth of liquid. Miss Cleo, love to everyone. I feel so jubilant today while the weather is looking a little bit bizarre around town in Lake Worth.
I just very, very excited to be back talking with everyone. To be back, a little excited to be back in Lake Worth. It's hard for me to leave my second home, which is where I was. But we're going to talk about that, like I said, a little bit later. We're going to talk now about season two. And season two looks brand new. Season two looks very different. Season two is coming with a little bit of a different flavor. They said, well, Ms. Cleo, we didn't know you're going to keep changing it up like that. Look here, people get barred, man. People are on a social ADD or ADHD. You've got to keep it fresh. You have to keep it lovely. You have to keep it edgy. You have to keep it tantalizing. All of those things, right? Now, please forgive me if I break out in Spanish at any point in time. I have just come back from Spain, and I do speak Spanish. Not as fluently as I'd like to, but my conversational Spanish is very sturdy and very good. So I've had to start thinking in Spanish. I've been thinking in Spanish and talking in Spanish, and so now coming back to English is a little bit difficult because I wanted to start the show with buen día, which is what they say, good day, you know what I'm saying, in España. But new season, and we've got a whole new format. We are going to be on at night every Thursday at 7:30 p.m., and we will begin at 7:30 promptly, and we will end the show at 9 p.m. We're going to a 90-minute format because I tell you, I was struggling personally myself with doing originally the talk show format that we started on Blog Talk Radio. It was a little bit too boxed for me, and I like to free flow, you know what I'm saying? And I like to give different perspectives. I don't like to encapsulate, and not that I didn't have time to explore subject matter easily or to give it a complete exploration. This way, it just allows us a bit more time to focus on one subject matter and take it from many perspectives. And that will also allow for the interviews to be a bit longer because they can be ongoing conversations, not just a vibration where I am asking specific questions by which for the individual to share information with you. We're going to have real talk, real information, and by real information, information that you can take away from the show and use. So that's what we're hoping to get many more call-ins to be part of the conversation as well. And with the change in time to an evening show, we are hoping that so many of our fans will, our listeners will be able to tune in live and actually experience the show that way, and if they choose to participate in that experience. Well, so Ms. Cleo, well, what happens to, you know, the small business? Don't worry, it didn't go anywhere. This year, we genuinely, this season rather, we get to give a very strong kickoff to the economic evolution. And this is something that I have been speaking with to friends and business associates and the wonderful people that work with me. And as always, small business will be the spotlight of the economic evolution because it's not about a revolution from conversations with Cleo's point of view. It is about evolving. It is about an evolution. It is about growth. And we have the opportunity to change the way things are growing. We have an opportunity to change the way things are evolving. So each week there will be a pre-recorded 15-minute segment, a spotlight on a small business, and we will post that on the channel, Conversations with Cleo, here at blogtalkradio.com. And it will be a focus solely and wholly on that small business. And that's really going to be yummy. Perhaps we will have some that will find time to give us a couple of minutes to say what they'd like to say about their business, or perhaps we will just put it together as an attribute to that small business that we're focusing on and celebrating during that week. We will also continue our free small business advertising. If you are a small business and you do want to be advertised, simply following me on Twitter isn't going to get the message to me. So let us know. There are emails that are available. You can always reach out to me at info@conversationswithcleo.net. If you cannot reach us there, reach out to realmisscleo@gmail.com. Those are two spots where you all can send emails. You can also send them directly to Blog Talk Radio. There is a little envelope place there where you can send me a message. So these are all places that if you are a small business, wherever you're located in these United States, hit us up, let us know that you, or you can hit us up on Twitter. That's just as easy, but let us know that you want us to do that. So we will continue to do that every week, and there will be new advertising as we move through, and they will consistently be played, those advertisements, during our new 90-minute show, Conversations with Cleo, Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. So happy about that. So I said, Miss Cleo, where have you been? All right, here's the deal. Like I said, I was in Spain, and are you going to talk about it? I'm talking about it on our upcoming show, because after today, the next show will be Thursday. We will be recording a new opening this weekend, and our next Thursday show will be all about my trip to Sitges, Spain. And it's just going to be a blast. I'm going to share with you the history of the area, why and how I became attracted to the area, and how it is so amazing that things are so different in a place like Sitges. It is an all-inclusive, all-welcoming, amazing vibration. And whenever I visit there, I know the place from another lifetime. It rejuvenates me in a way that I cannot quantify in numbers, nor can I express in words. And we had an absolute blast. So we got lots of people to share love with, conversations with Cleo over there, made some friends. And so we're all very, very excited about putting the two across the pond, as they say, two countries. I'm bringing it a little more personal. I met folks from Finland. I met folks from Ireland. Of course, the UK. Lord Jesus, I'm divine from everywhere. Argentina, Africa, Nigeria. The list goes on and on and on and on. And it was just, it probably was, again, one of the most phenomenal trips I have taken in a while. Now, I do travel often because I love the food and I love the travel. I think it is an education that cannot be placed into just looking at a National Geographic magazine. You have to get out there to understand what you have so that you can appreciate it, and then understand that things are done differently elsewhere. Doesn't make them bad, doesn't make them less sophisticated. It's just different, and I enjoyed it much. So we're going to do a whole show on that. And to all of my LGBT community out there, please listen in. Sitges is one of the most embracing communities, bar none. And it is not just of the gay community. That's why I won't focus on it there. But if you choose to spend your vacationing dollars in Spain, I would most recommend that you at least take a day trip to Sitges, if not spend your entire vacation there. I had an absolute blast. Did I say that? I'm being repetitive. All right. So here are some of the shows that are coming up after that first show. Our second show, sorry about the voices slipping away, my dears. Our second show is going to be very, very appropriate and apropos in its timing, and it's going to be navigating hurricane season 2013. So we're going to be talking about how to move through hurricane season, how not to panic during the course of what the news does and the weatherman does, et cetera, et cetera. How to take care of your dogs, how to take care of your home, and some of the things that you can do to prepare from right now. Hurricane season 2013 began on June the 1st and will continue until October 31st, all right? So also, we are going to be doing a show on coming out after age 45, what that looks like, ultimately making that decision, the challenges that you face, and ultimately that coming to complete self-acceptance. We are also going to be talking about another show coming up is how do solar flares impact group and individual behavior of humans, weather, animals, plants, soil, etc. We will be looking at some of the most extreme solar activity between June 2012 and June 2013. Some of this documentation is anecdotal. Some is based on scientific research, and we will have an expert of metaphysical nature joining us on that day to talk about it from an astrological point of view and the actual impact of the greater dynamic. So it's going to be some pretty interesting stuff. So if you're into that, I would definitely. Now, we'll be promoing at the end of every Thursday night show, we'll be promoting the next Thursday night show. So you'll always be in the know about what's coming up so that you can put it into your schedule. We also will be doing a show all around the transitioning through a sex change. This show is sent out with love and heart and a desire to educate all of my transgendered brethren out there. I myself was an individual who didn't quite understand, and now I have a number of clients who are transgendered and a very, very, very dear friend who is a licensed and with lots of alphabet soup behind her name, therapist who works with men and women who are transitioning through the sex reassignment and living their life as they feel they genuinely need to. That one is going to be an absolutely phenomenal show. For those of you who might be scrunching up your faces and I don't want to hear about that, Miss Cleo, look here. Let me tell you something. I used to make a lot of judgments and I don't have time for that anymore. I've learned a lot. Tune in. You don't have to tell anybody you're listening. Just tune in. You'll be educated too, I guarantee you. We also are going to do, we've been promising to do this, been trying to do this in a very comprehensive way, but we're going to do an entire show on energy DNA. We are coming back with research. We are coming back with details. We are coming back with some viable information for us to understand that energy is so much more than what we give credit to in the scheme of things. We will also be talking about, in a very extensive way, the continued push to legalize marijuana as recreational, but the absolute imperativeness of legalizing marijuana for the purpose of medicine. It is so much grander and so much bigger than what we could have ever imagined. And in other countries, it is used continually in the research of all manner of diseases. And I think that we need to hear that. There's also an attorney here locally in the state of Florida who is lobbying for it to be legal here for medical purposes. There is a mayor, I believe it is in Cleveland. He is running on that platform that it needs to be utilized. There is an elder gentleman here who has been healed and goes through many of the elder developments that we have here in South Florida. You know, we have many. And he goes in and gives lectures on the benefit of cannabis on any number of ailments for individuals who are in their golden years. So we really want to bring that full circle. And again, in hopes of educating people so that we can stop buying into the fear, because the fear does not serve our purpose. Also, we will be coming with a show, How Do You Know If You Are Gifted? I will be joined by a dear friend who is, he is a teacher to me, and he would say the same of myself. And he'll be joining me off and on throughout a number of shows. He is just one of the deepest cats I know. You all know, and you've heard me refer to him as Butch, but Butch is going to be joining me, and we're going to be talking about these different kinds of vibrations. How do you know? And perhaps it's not gifted. Perhaps you're from another planet. So this is going to get to be a deep conversation. We're going to have some real time to talk. And I am hoping that you all will pick up the phone, because it's not so late that you can't. I'm hoping that you've had dinner by then. I don't want you to neglect your families. And I certainly don't mind when you listen to the archive show. It's not a problem. But I would love for any of you out there, if you have something positive to say, don't call me with no fuckery, you know, because I'll hang up on you sure enough. But call with some positive input to the show, and we would genuinely welcome that, because that's what the new show is going to be all about. It's about bringing real conversations to you all out there that we can sink our teeth into. Now, as a part of the beginning, at least, of season two, we will have one special segment that will focus on accurate updates regarding the George Zimmerman case. There's no way for me to walk away from this. It would be irresponsible We live in the South Florida area. Now, Sanford is north of us. However, comma, we will be able to tell you what you won't be seeing on CNN and MSNBC and some of these other larger cable networks. They tend to edit beyond belief. We are going to be here at Conversations with Cleo giving you the real skinny. There were some hearings today. There is expected to be a jury pool in the next coming days, next week rather. They will be polling for a jury. Now, that show also will come under a different auspice. We will pre-record that show as well. And it is, again, to present the information to you all. By all means, share it, tweet it back out there. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to keep it moving real here. We're going to keep it 100. We're going to let you know what's going on in the courtroom as well as what's going on out in the street. And our efforts here at Conversations with Cleo are to support Trayvon Martin's mom and dad and his brothers, his brother and the rest of the family. There is also another young man that we spoke of last year that was killed, and that was not stand your ground. That was murder, as far as I'm concerned. But we will keep our eye on that case as well. It is most sad that in the same state that we lost two great, wonderful young men. So Ms. Cleo, you didn't know them. Look here. If a person is born and they live and somebody loves them, as far as I'm concerned, that makes them great. That's my opinion. You can like it. You cannot. It doesn't matter. I said, boy, she come back fiery, you know? Yes, I did. I came back energized. Not re-energized. Energized. Happy, tickled. Ooh, just breathing and feeling good. I'm feeling strong, you know? And it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. Let's see. Also in August, that is when I will be joined by some of my co-hosts who left reviews on my CD, Full Moon Madness. I hope you all are still moving forward to go download it. Look here, and to all of my fans out there on Airplay, Radio Airplay, much love. Thank you so much for giving me a shout out. It is so, so appreciated. I want to send out some love to all of my food trucks. I will be trying to get out there to see you all in the coming weeks. I have to change up my appetite a little bit and get back out there and have some cupcakes. And I think Bite Gastro Truck, if I'm not mistaken, the chef from Bite Gastro Truck is on one of the Food Network competitions. But I do need to confirm that before I just put it all out there. But I believe that's the case. And so you all might be asking, oh, Cece just opened the back door all on her own. She's so strong. She did fine. She wasn't mad at us this time when we came home. She welcomed us and she gave kisses and much kisses and much kisses. You know, doggies are just delicious, aren't they? I love my doggies. You know, the other thing is there's a great new book out I heard about from a neighbor in town called The Genius of Dogs. And I haven't checked it out yet, but I'm going to. And I've imagined that it's going to be some pretty wonderful stuff. But we are hoping to bring some really vibrant interviews to the show, some different voices to the show, some that you know, and some that'll be brand new to you. And we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. We're not going to keep it raw so much, but we certainly are going to keep it honest. We're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it respectful because there may be someone on the show that necessarily doesn't share my point of view and vice versa. We are also working on, and most joyously, bringing some of the most powerful minds together out there across this country for a monthly sit-down roundtable. You understand? Really going to put it out there. Really going to talk about some things. And here's a side note, because I am bringing an expert on, a tech expert, in the coming weeks as well. And he's a genuine, wonderful young man. But yeah, smart motherfucker, you know. And I'm so shocked by everybody being so upset that Verizon AT&T and that the American government is tracking you. They've been doing that since the fucking Patriot Act. I want to slap each and every one of you. Are like, oh my gosh, did you hear? What the fuck, didn't you know? You should have known. There's nothing we can do right now. I did this show right before I went on hiatus. Then, Rastafari. Come on, my dears. We have to recognize, you understand? All that means is that we have to be smarter. You understand? And all that means is that we don't have to know how to communicate with people. You understand? Because they can try and run and decipher everything. You understand? But we are not the terrorists. I had to go through one of those little machines you know, where you hold your arms up and it blows the air on you, whatever it does. It's the damnedest thing traveling nowadays. Take off your shoes. I get so fucking skeeved when I have to take off my shoes and touch that nasty rust floor at the airport. Rastafari. Sometimes I bring footy socks and I put them on and then I walk it through and then I dash them right into the trash when we leave. Otherwise, if I have on flip-flops, me take one of those you know, the antibacterial wipes. And when me done step on that nasty rust floor, me wipe down my foot before me get back into my shoes. Eh? Boy, but it used to be traveling was so much fun. You know, used to be able to run through the airport by, you know, the football player that's in jail now. I won't even say his name, Rastafari. I might get some nasty emails. But don't want to do that. So look here, we're going to take another quick pause for the cause. I'm going to come back and we're going to tie this show up as my voice is quickly fleeting me, my dears. But once again, please, please know how happy I am to be back on the air with you. If I had not been having so much fun, I would have been able to do a show live, but we did run into...
Dog Pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog Pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Coco tested and approved. Coco is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Coco and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks.
In my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometime. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there
Full
is no
Moon
heaven,
Madness,
no
my second spoken word CD featuring the track entitled What If. Download your copy today at cdbaby.com. That's www.cdbaby.com/CD/Cleo22. Or download it at iTunes or even at Amazon.com, and we're coming soon to Bandcamp. Full Moon Madness, an orgy of rhythm, rhyme, and emotion. Can you handle it? If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com.
All right, my dears, check it out. We have got a luscious summer planned here at Conversations with Cleo, and rounding about Full Moon Madness, we will be coming to you soon with some dates and times for live performances for myself, as I will be out and about touring Florida. I was going to say Southern Florida, but South Florida, Southern Florida, same place. Might even find myself a little bit north. All depends on how things roll and flow. We have we're getting prepared for our fundraiser for Passion for Paws, and that will be happening late September, early October, when the weather might be just a little bit more palatable, because we are indeed going to have some hurricanes this year, and we will have to work with the planet Earth, Yemaya, Chango, and Oya, the components of hurricane season. So we want to stay respectful to the spirits as well as to ourselves as we move through, making sure that we stay safe. Again, for those of you out there in our area that are navigating water, rain, etc., please try to make the right moves. Pull over and stop. Don't drive through water that you think is shallow. because it may not be going to mush up your brakes. There have really been, we can avoid so many senseless deaths by just taking that little precaution and not believing that, oh, I can drive through that. Not saying that you can't, but why do you want to take the risk? It just may not be worth it. I got to tell you, this heat, it is like a sauna still, boy. You have the AC blowing, you know, which isn't helping my voice much. And then I got my fan going because I'm having a hot flash of monumental proportions. But I got to tell you all, we've got so many exciting things coming. You know, at the top of next year, we also have the release of the indie film called Hotline, which I am featured in. So we are getting so excited about making sure that we keep you all informed and give you all of the information. You can follow them on Twitter at @hotline_docs, D-O-C. By all means, check out the website, and I believe it is www.hotlinedoc.com. And we'll put all of this up. And as I said, I will be editing some wonderful video clips that we took from the trip. And those will be going up in the next few days on the website if you want to take a look at this most beautiful place that I call home. I almost want to call Lake Worth my second home and Ceuta, Spain, my first home. It is such an amazing place to be. All right, my dears, my voice is failing me. So here's the deal. I want you all to tune in next Thursday at 7:30 p.m. when we're going to be celebrating On the Road with Cleo and Conversations with Cleo. It is going to be all about Ceuta, Spain. Bienvenidos, chicos and chicas. Onda. All right, baby loves. I love you so much. Have a brilliant weekend. Stay safe. And remember, 50% of the people already don't like you, you know. So we're going to spend all our time, all our energy, and all our heart on the 50% that do. Peace. 11:29 p.m. on a clear winter night. 57 degrees, 77% humidity, and I'm hot. It would have been greatly appreciated if someone had told me that the two biggest days in my life would be the day I met Estrogen and the day I kissed Estrogen goodbye. It would have been greatly appreciated if someone had told me that I would wake up in the morning ready for war with no purpose and no apparent reason. And it really would have been helpful if someone had mentioned that no matter how many books I read or how many herbs I brewed or how many women I knew who have gone through the same thing, that I didn't have a fucking clue as to what I was talking about when I said I had it under control. Trust me, they had to know. In my search to understand this internal-external transition, I sought the counsel of a dear friend, and I began to tell her my story, and she laughed out loud, and I didn't think it was funny. She said, "Baby, that ain't nothing but some full moon madness." Finally, something I could understand, it made sense. The moon is female energy. The moon governs our emotions, stimulates our minds, shines lights on dreams left behind, writes the history of days gone by. And just because no one told me doesn't mean that I'm not going to share my knowledge with you. Full moon madness is like climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in 3-inch espadrilles, fire and ice on the same plateau. Full moon madness is like a psychological hormone fluxing roller coaster and haunted house combined. It's some scary shit. Full moon madness is like wading through quicksand, muddy and heavy, with every hurt and pain from your past. Full moon madness will make you believe the world is crazy and wrong, and you are the only one who is right and sane. Full moon madness will get you life in prison. Just ask the wife who ran over her dentist husband twice for not ending his affair. Full moon madness will make you not care. Can make you forget in 60 seconds or less.
can humble you.
Not to worry, it's a slow process, 7 to 10 years in total. But be of good cheer when you reach the end of the plateau and you begin your descent. You will find a new sense of self, a new confidence, thought I had lost it, new dreams to fulfill, a new life. When the madness leaves you, nothing left to do except simply draw on the power of the full moon.
Thank you so much for dropping by today to join the conversation. I hope that you took away something new, and I hope that you go and share it with somebody close to you. You have been listening to Conversations with Cleo, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every week, live at 2:30 p.m. Be a part of the economic evolution. Visit me at conversationswithcleo.com.